FBI's online monitoring program is under fire today, but this time it's from people within the Bureau. Hear how teenage cyberbullies could be driving more FBI agents to suicide. From The Onion and Onion Public Radio, this is The Topical. I'm your host, Leslie Price, and I think I left my oven on at 600 degrees again, so we gotta hurry this thing up. Let's go! For years, FBI agents have monitored thousands of online message boards and chat services throughout the world for potential terrorist activity. Now the FBI is saying those efforts have resulted in hundreds of agents being driven to suicide due to the constant barrage of teen cyberbullying they're exposed to while online. OPR's Marcy Hammond has been following this story and joins us now.
Hello, Leslie.
Marcy, this is an alarming trend. What does this cyberbullying look like?
Well, typically, the undercover agents were mocked online for their looks, bad clothes, and the fact that they're all virgins. No matter what identity the undercover agents were posing as, the teens were quick to zero in on them and start rumors about how they had poor parents, uncommonly hairy genitals, or drank urine left unflushed in public bathrooms.
Ugh, why would anyone drink urine from a public bathroom?
That's the point. They didn't. But the rumors worked. Sometimes they'd even convince the agents that they were actually friends with them just to get them to open up, so the teens could use the agents' vulnerabilities against them. Mm. I talked with Regina Ward, a 45-year-old agent, about just that.
I was undercover talking to this girl, Kelly, for a long time, and we actually became friends. I told her about my mom dying and how I was always insecure about my weight struggles and my lazy eye. Next thing I know, on the anniversary of my mom's death, Kelly writes a post in the chat room celebrating my mom's life, which I thought was sweet. But when I read it, it was just a post celebrating the fact that my mom doesn't have to live to see her uggo bitch cyclops daughter bump into people with her pregnant ass belly all the time. Then everyone started calling me fat cyclops, even though I have two eyes. Why am I so ugly?
Wow. And is there anything FBI agents can do to combat all this cyberbullying?
It's very difficult because the internet is such an integral part of their life.
Yeah.
They pose as minors attempting to solicit sex or ask teenagers if they want to join Al-Qaeda, and then they get bombarded with harassment. Take, for example, Agent Noah Kimball, who worked for the agency for 25 years and was the constant target of Megan Bramer every day for 3 years. Megan, a 16-year-old living in Maryland, would encourage Agent Kimball to kill himself every morning for reasons she never explained. I spoke to Megan about it. So why did you tell Agent Kimball to kill himself 230 different times in one day?
I don't know. Who cares? It's not my fault he's a pussy. Like, go kill yourself if you're gonna go cry about every little thing.
Actually, he did do that. Last month.
Sick. He was a bitch.
What's worse? When the agents would break down and tell the teens they're not who they said they were, but actually just grown men and women at the FBI trying to do their jobs, the harassment would get way worse.
Mm.
Agents would be called old losers or even pedophiles for spending so much time talking to kids online.
Thank you, Marcy. I think we all bear some responsibility to combat this nationwide problem. I, for one, will be monitoring any interaction my daughter has with grown men online to make sure she is respectful and well-behaved. That's OPR's Marcy Hammond.
Thanks, Leslie.
Every day in America, 60 million packages are delivered. But we don't always know what's inside.
He bent down to pick the package up. That's when the device detonated.
Danger is everywhere, and no one is safe in Austin, Texas, as law enforcement hunts a serial bomber for 19 days. From Sony Music Entertainment, Campside Media, and Pegalo Pictures, this is Witnessed. 19 days. Subscribe on Apple Podcasts to binge all episodes or listen weekly wherever you get your podcasts.
Here at The Topical, we aim to report all the day's news with fairness and objectivity, so I think it's important for me to play devil's advocate for a moment and mention that cyberbullying can also be a great way to blow off steam after a long day of recording a 5-minute podcast. Now that we've heard all sides on the matter, here's what else you need to know today. Despite some calls to the contrary, self-defense experts say grabbing an assailant's gun and pushing it against your own forehead is still the best way to show you don't care whether you live or die. In a majority of gun-related altercations, victims who grabbed the barrel of a loaded firearm, held it between their eyes, and yelled, "Do it, motherfucker," overwhelmingly showed they were so crazy that you might not want to fuck with them. And in Alabama, state legislatures have approved a new bill that will lower the legal age of consent in counties where there's just not that much else to do. Seems like a good way to keep the residents entertained. Well, folks, these days it might feel like there's more that separates us than brings us together, but an interesting new poll out today has found that America is actually far less divided than it soon will be. It's stories like that that give me hope for the future. And that's it for The Topical today. I'm Leslie Price. If you enjoyed today's episode, you can like and subscribe to The Topical wherever you get your podcast. Although you'll probably have to go on the internet, and I can only imagine what they would say about someone like you on there. I know I would have a field day. And don't forget to tune in to tomorrow's episode, where we'll sit down with an undecided voter who's looking forward to learning more about Donald Trump during the upcoming presidential campaign. I've been meaning to do a bit of research on him myself before November, so it should be an educational conversation for everyone. You won't want to miss it. We'll see you tomorrow.